From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's ruling party in the lead. With most of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party appears headed for a surprise victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections in Turkey. Official results are not expected for a number of days, but Turkey likely will return to a one-party government. Reuters reports that Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has already called for unity concerning proposed constitutional changes. Returns indicate a defeat for the Nationalist Movement Party, which lost many of the seats they had gained in the last election in June. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday met Uzbekistan's ruler and officials from other Central Asian states. Zlatika Hoeks has this report.
Kerry's visit to Central Asia comes after stops in Europe and the Middle East. Leaders of the five former Soviet republics are concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations such as Islamic State. Kerry addressed these concerns at the meeting in Samarkand.
In this particular moment of history, economic and security issues go hand in hand. They reinforce each other.
Earlier Sunday, Kerry met with Uzbek President Islam Karimov, who has ruled his country with an iron fist for more than 20 years. Zlatica Hoke, Washington.
An aviation official said Sunday a Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air. The remark comes a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the Metrojet flight, charter flight, were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson has died. He was 73. A local newspaper from Thompson's home state of Tennessee quoted family members as saying lymphoma was the cause of his death. Thompson served as a U.S. senator from 1994 to 2003 before leaving the Senate to resume an acting career. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack on a hotel in Mogadishu on Sunday. The attack left at least 12 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. Following the blast, gunmen stormed the Sahafi Hotel, which is popular with government officials and business executives. A Somali minister says the attackers, all of whom were killed by security forces, were wearing Burundian military uniforms. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter called on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. He issued the call during a visit Sunday to the demilitarized zone, the area at the border of the two Koreas. Carter told reporters it is important for the U.S. and South Korea to have a strong alliance.
The ever-present danger is the reason why we speak of the ability to fight tonight. That's the slogan up here. No one ever wants to have to do that. But deterrence is guaranteed through strength, and that's what the alliance is all about.
Ash Carter. The leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan have agreed to resume their annual three-way summits, putting aside ongoing disagreements. South Korean President Park Geun-hye hosted Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang in Seoul Sunday for the first trilateral summit between the three Asian countries since 2012. The meetings came to a halt over Mr. Abe's reluctance to acknowledge Japan's past enslavement of Korean women, as well as a territorial dispute between Japan and China over a group of islands in the East China Sea. Polls closed Sunday in Azerbaijan's parliamentary elections. The vote was boycotted by the mainstream opposition and widely expected to cement strongman President Ilham Aliyev's grip on power. Police in Bangladesh say they are investigating a local radical Islamist group in the latest attacks on two publishers in the capital, Dhaka. Senior police officials say they suspect the banned group Ansala Bangla Team carried out the attacks on Saturday, but another militant group, Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, is also claiming responsibility. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.